Women's hockey is one of the fastest growing sports in the world. There are over 200,000 ladies playing hockey all over the world, and the growth has been especially big in this country, more than six times greater than the additional numbers in men's hockey in the USA. Now there's a place for the women to play after college with the advent of the National Women's Hockey League. It's in its fourth year. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Sports and Commentary. This is Greg Stewart. The show is sponsored by your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can give anytime or learn more at WWIB.com. Gold medal USA Olympic goaltender Nicole Hensley is back with me on the show today. She plays pro hockey for the NWHL Buffalo Buttes, and she was a starting tender in the All-Star game earlier this month. So, Nicole, tell us about your Buffalo Buttes team and the league, will you?
It's a really fun environment up here. I've never seen a team get along so well and have so much fun together, and I feel like everyone up here is always smiling and having a good time, and I think that's been a big component to our success as of late. And I think just women's hockey in general, I think this league's doing great things for young girl or young female athletes to show them that there is a place for you in the professional sports world. And I think as the game continues to grow, the best thing would be for the Canadian League and our league to combine for to make one league and have all the greatest competition in the world in one place.
Yeah, so you faced the best women hockey players in the world at the Olympics. How does the quality of play compare in the NWHL?
I think it compares pretty well. I think you see a lot of the girls on all the teams played Division One hockey in college, and then a lot of them have been in the national program, played on the national team or Olympic team. So there's a ton of talent, a ton of speed, a great amount of hockey sense in the league. So I think the competition's really, really good, and it's only going to get better.
So the city of Buffalo isn't just the Sabres anymore. It's the Buffalo Buttes, too. How's the city responded to your club?
It's incredible. The team has such an amazing following. I've never actually been recognized out at the rink without wearing team apparel, and that's happened to me and my teammates a couple times going into the grocery store, and people are like, "Are you guys on the Buttes?" And we're like, yeah. So to say that we have a really loyal fan base up here is not a hyperbole at all. It's been really cool to see the city of Buffalo embrace this team, and our crowds are amazing at the game, and I think they give us a lot of momentum and that home ice advantage.
Good. Well, it's been about a year since we talked last. That was right after the 2018 Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang, where you helped Team USA win the program's first gold medal in 20 years, historic tournament for Team USA. How has your life changed since then?
It's actually crazy. It seems like some of my teammates from last year talk about it a lot. It seems like it's been so long ago, but at the same time, it doesn't feel like it's been a year since it's happened. But I think, just like this league is doing, the league is doing a good job of harnessing that success from the Olympic Games and continuing to grow the game. And I know that's what most of us as players are focused on, is just trying to grow the game and continue to be good role models for those young female athletes. And I think that's probably the most important thing to have come out of Pyeongchang.
All right. Well, let's catch up on what God's been doing in your life since we last spoke. How have you found the Lord faithful in your life through this the journey that you've been on in the last year?
I think for me, it's without my faith, I don't know how I would have been able to stay kind of grounded with the success the team had this past year, and then at the same time, some different challenging things in my personal life this year that have really been tough emotionally, but at the same time, I always think back to, I really didn't know, kind of what I was doing signing with Buffalo, didn't know what to expect, didn't know how that would play out, but kind of put my trust in him for that. And looking back at that, he definitely had a plan when he brought me up here. And there are a ton of girls on this team that I've never played with before, played against, or kind of like, knew them a little bit. But it's been kind of cool to have the opportunity to share my faith with a new and different group of people. So that's been a huge blessing, and very thankful that he's given me the opportunity to do that.
Well, I'm thankful you came back with us today on Sports and Commentary. 24-year-old professional goaltender Nicole Hensley with the Buffalo Buttes of the National Women's Hockey League, and of course, gold medal winner from Pyeongchang. Appreciate it. God bless you. And we'll talk again sometime down the trail here.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.